Hello again, my friends of Jesus, my fellow friends of Jesus. Welcome to the 37th day of our Lenten journey towards the empty tomb. Amen. That's kind of over the horizon right now. The next few days are the ones that are going to be hard for us to imagine actually continuing to walk with Jesus. You know, I mean, it's easy to say I would, and we know people didn't, but actually doing that? Think about that one. Well, our 37th devotion today is called Curb Appeal. Curb Appeal from John Pavlovitz's devotional. And the scripture today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Mark 12, 41 through 44. Here's the gospel word. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowds putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Amen. One of the universal truths of that great story, of course, is that a life with Jesus, a Christian life, a spiritual life, whatever you want to call it, means a sacrificial life. Without sacrifice, it's not a spiritual. Of course, it's self-centered. So, but we forget that sometimes. The sacrificial life is what mattered in the eyes of Jesus. All right, here we are. John Pavlovitz, Curb Appeal. He says this: "I have a confession to make, and it's nothing I'm terribly proud of. I have lawn envy. On many occasions, I have actively and passionately coveted my neighbor's shrubs. It's shallow, and it's ridiculous, and it's counter to everything I know to be important. Still, I regularly find myself spending hours slaving over my grass and hedges and edges as if fighting for my very existence, when really I just want to impress people next door or those driving by who I'll probably never meet, let alone know. You might be amening right now in solidarity, recognizing your own turf-related obsessions. However, if you're silently judging me with disdain, tread carefully. Let he or she who is without jealousy cast the first eye roll." The truth is, we all suffer from comparison sickness, even if our specific symptoms manifest themselves differently. Some of us lament how poorly our lawns appear next to other people's, or our marriages, or children, or careers, or our waistlines, hairlines, or bottom lines, even how spiritual we think we are when juxtaposed with other people. It is so ingrained in us to measure our lives at extremely close proximity based on what we see of others' lives from a great distance. And we're never going to measure up because the cracks and flaws are never going to be as visible as our own. Some days, it's helpful just to pause and ask the question, why do I care about someone else's? Insert whatever you use to determine your success or worth. Why do I care about someone else's? Picture yourself asking Jesus that question and try to imagine his response. I bet he'd tell you that you aren't in a competition here with anyone, that your life is not about how your yard or your family or your achievements look to anyone else. Today, rest in how green the grass is on this side. Amen. And blessings on your Holy Week, Middle Sabbath.